Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
My next guest is a quintessential role model for American youth. Take that back for youth around the world. I'm talking about a family man, a man of faith, a former Olympic gold medalist in 2004, and now the undefeated world 168-pound champion, the great Andre Ward is in the house. Andre, a very good day to you, sir.
Pedro, happy to be with you, man. Thank you.
How's the family?
The family's good. The family's missing me. I've been in training camp for a long time, and just one of the sacrifices of being a prize fighter. So the fight is around the corner, and daddy's got to take care of business and then get home to the wife and kids.
We are just hours away, of course, from Andre's fight, his comeback fight, a year and a half in the making. And that was due to injuries and contractual problems, huh?
Yeah, an unfortunate part of the game, which is lawsuits, disagreements between, you know, sometimes managers and promoters and fighters. You know, the fight that I was in legally was a fight that was, you know, very difficult to deal with. Long layoff, like you said, but it was a necessary fight. It was something that I think had to be done. I wish the Goosen family nothing but the best, and I'm just happy I'm on the other side of it.
We're talking with Mr. Role Model Andre Ward, and I got to tell you this. I had Danny Lopez in here a couple of weeks ago. In fact, he's going to come back. He'll be here in 40 minutes. But the bottom line is that kid's a great kid in and out of the ring, and I think he's got some potential, not only to be a boxer, to be a good human being. And that's more important than being a good boxer, Andre.
Yeah, I mean, any top athlete, you know, especially fighters, because, you know, we get a bad rap as a whole, the sport. And some of it is warranted, but some of it isn't. And, you know, I think what we all have to remember, including myself, is that at some point in time, these gloves are going to be hung up, and we're not going to be able to compete anymore. And what did we build? What type of person are we when this sport is over with? You know, you don't want to build a monster while your career is you know, I'm talking outside the ring, while your career is active. And then when it's all said and done, you know, nobody wants to be around you and nobody respects you. So, absolutely. I mean, you know, you want to have to be a great athlete, but being a great person is even more important.
Andre Ward is our guest, of course, born in San Francisco. Now, Little Lopez got upset about that. He says, I thought he was born in Oakland. No, he was born in San Francisco. He should see him. He was ready to take me on that one, man. No.
General Hospital in San Francisco. I got lineage all throughout the Bay Area.
Andre Ward's our guest, of course, a Bay Area favorite. You've seen him on HBO doing commentary. Are you enjoying that role?
I love it. I got the best seat in the house. I'm talking about a sport I love and a sport that I know. I'm working with great colleagues. I'm not taking any punches, Pedro.
Yeah, and you're probably getting paid good, too.
You get paid some good money, too. I can't complain about that.
Okay. Now, returning to Oakland, the Oracle Arena, how is this concert going to go? Is it going to be a is this card going to feature music? How are they going to do this?
From the way I understand it, you know, Roc Nation does things a little bit different. So at some point in time, I think there will be a mini concert. There'll be an MC, Sway, the local legend. I think he'll kind of keep the crowd hyped up and into the fights, the undercard fights, and then they'll pave the way for the main event. And then it's, you know, my time and my opponent, Paul Smith, it's our time to put on the show, to close the show.
Okay. When you look at boxing now, and right now it seems to be all over network TV, BET is picking up boxing. Boxing's, man, you know, we talked for years how boxing was sort of like stagnant, but it's growing right now.
I like where we're at. You know, I mean, I don't know about the political stuff and, you know, that kind of thing, but just from superficially from where I see it, I think it's a great thing having boxing on a regular cable. People who maybe fell out of love with the sport many years ago or maybe just don't watch the sport at all, they're not forced to watch it, but they're stumbling upon, you know, more and more boxing, which can't hurt. I think it causes people to stay tuned and watch and say, okay, who is this individual? So I'm happy where the sport is. Boxing will never die. It's been around for a very, very long time, long before I was alive, and it'll be around long after I leave. So boxing is going to be here to stay, I believe, but I like where we're at.
You know, I will say this. Boxing back on network TV, you know, none of the boxing establishment, per se, put network television together as far as boxing was concerned. So I'm happy they're back on network TV because there are people watching the fights now, Andre, and they tell me, I saw boxing on TV the other day. I mean, they're elated about it.
Yes, I mean, like I said, they're stumbling upon boxing. You know, they don't have to go search on HBO and Showtime anymore. And don't get me wrong, HBO and Showtime, we need them. They're the leaders in this whole thing, and they, you know, are almost solely responsible for the sport being where it is right now. But I think this helps. as well. You know, once again, people who don't have those cable packages, people who aren't diehard fans, watching it, you know, at sometimes 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, or again, just on regular cable television, it can't hurt.
Yeah, definitely can't hurt. Andre Ward's our guest. He says he's not making babies anymore, but he's got a big family, a wonderful family, folks. He's got a wonderful wife in Tiffany. He's one of the luckiest guys I've ever met. And I mean that, man. I mean, you're a lucky guy. She's a wonderful lady. She's been by your side since, like, before you were shaving. I mean, you know, so.
Totally.
Yeah. So, I mean, you guys are like.
True story.
A true love story. No question about that. Now, let's get off the family, back to boxing. I watched a heavyweight from England. His name is Anthony Joshua. He's a 2013 Olympic gold medalist. Have you seen this heavyweight yet?
I know of him. I've read on him, but I've never watched him fight. No. But I know who you're talking about.
He looks like he might be the next monster, man. I mean, he looks 6'7". He's cut up. He's a boxer, you know, by trade. I mean, all throughout his life, he's been boxing. So he won a gold medal in 2012, so who knows where he's going to go. Where do you see the U.S. amateur teams going? I mean, it doesn't seem like they are hitting the heights they were hitting in years gone by. Why?
That's a big why, Pedro. That's a big why. I think the why is what everybody's trying to figure out. I just think that, you know, like I've always said, I feel like, you know, the United States of America, we have the best athletes in the world. I just think that the difference between us as of late, maybe the last, I don't know, 10 or 12 years has just been, you know, internally. We just got to make sure that our house is in order, you know, that our coaching staff is set, the kids know who their coaches are going to be, and that, you know, politics don't, you know, get ahead of what it's really about, which is developing these kids and winning gold medals for our country so our country can be reckoned with once again. That's my only thing from where I sit. I'm not in the day-to-day dealings, but talent-wise, we've always had some of the best talent, if not the best talent in the world. And, you know, if you look at, you know, 76, you look at 84 and, you know, Olympics is like that, even 92, when the United States of America came on the scene at any tournament, the Olympics included, we were feared and respected. And it's not like that right now. And that bothers me as a former Olympian.
Okay. We're talking with Andre Ward, of course, the family man, the man of all seasons, folks. If you want to get a kid and send him, you know, on a life legacy as far as getting a role model is concerned, this is a young man to follow. I really mean that. He don't wear his pants down around his knees. He's got class. He's intelligent. He's articulate. And he's got a gig with HBO.
I used to when I was young. I used to sag a little bit back in the day.
Okay. Anyway.
A little bit.
All right. Andre Ward, as I said, is our guest. Now, Paul Smith, what does he bring to the dance?
Oh, man, he's hungry. He's hungry. He's got everything to gain, nothing to lose. And but, you know, at the same time, I've been in this position since I've been 17 years old where – I've had somewhat of a bullseye on my back, and you know, it's all. I've always dealt with this kind of pressure. Once again, since I've been 17, where I'm the guy that guys are gunning for, and if I beat them, it's just another victory. But if they beat me, it's their Super Bowl. So same case Saturday night. You know, it's a European champion coming over the Atlantic to try to take everything that I have, and you know, he's trying to do it in my backyard, and I prepared like I'm supposed to prepare, and I'm ready for every and anything that he brings to the table Saturday night.
Okay, I don't want to look past later this evening, of course, Saturday night with Paul Smith, but is there going to be a move to 175? Is this going to be yes? Or that's a yes or no answer. So is it yes or no?
It's not quite that simple. I wish it was. This fight is a catch weight of 172,
okay.
4 pounds north of where my weight class truly is, which is 168. Mm-hmm. And I just got to see how I feel and get some more tests ran after this fight, you know, to see where my body fat is, see where my muscle mass is. Because people got to realize that when you go up in weight, you can't fluctuate. You can't go up and go down. So when we make that decision, we got to stay there.
You know, I try to tell people about weight. When I moved up from 139, where I was knocking people out and winning Golden Glove titles at 147 and went to the Nationals, I got spanked. The guys were just, Andre, 8 pounds was just too much bigger than me.
Yeah. And so you have to know. You got to know if it's the right time to move up. Because on the flip side, if you're killing yourself to make a weight or you're draining yourself, then that's not good as well. So you just got to, it's a fine line. And I got a great team around me to help me make that decision.
Okay, question. Will Jay-Z get mad if I refer to him as Mr. Beyonce?
I probably wouldn't do that.
Andre Ward, I guess. Tell me about Jay-Z and Roc Nation. Tell me about this company.
It's new. It's fresh. I think they're going to be a business to be reckoned with in the sport of boxing for many, many years. what I like about Roc Nation, one of the things that I like about Roc Nation is that, you know, even though they're a powerhouse, they're coming into the game with respect. They're respecting the old guards. They're respecting the guys that have been in the game, and they're not coming in, you know, with a bunch of arrogance and pride. They're coming in and say, hey, you know, we're doing battle. We're on the scene, but, you know, we're willing to work with anybody, and I think that's what it's all about.
Do you think managers are going to be part in a past tense sense with this new revolution of boxing, with promoters sort of taking more of a role?
Managers?
Yeah, are managers on the way out?
I don't know. I mean, I think there's definitely a place for managers and advisors. I don't think they're on the way out. No, I think that some feel like there's no place for them, but I think there is. I mean, if you look at my manager, James Prince, I mean, he's been many, many things to me, advisor, sounding board. You know, we share the same faith. I mean, it goes on and on. And even on the business side, just being able to strategize, and sometimes I have the answers and sometimes he has the answers. But if I didn't have, you know, a great manager and a great lawyer and a great team, you know, I may not be able to make some of the good decisions that I've been able to make in my career.
Okay, last couple of questions for Andre Ward, folks. The defending world 168-pound champion. Non-title fight tonight, BET, Black Entertainment Television. Of course, there'll be a concert involved with that coming to you from the Oracle Arena, the house that Andre built in Oakland, California. Gennady Golovkin. What's the story? Could you guys meet at some type of catchweight? Could you fight anything less than 168?
Man, I don't even know. I'm to be honest with you, Pedro. It's a great question, but you know, I'm not interested in talking about that guy. He's I've talked enough about him, and I'm very simple. I'm old school, man. It, you know, if a man wants to fight in boxing, it's not hard to make that happen. But if one of those two don't want to fight, then you're going to hear a lot of back and forth like you've been hearing. So Paul Smith is all I'm eating, drinking, and sleeping right now.
Okay, one question. Kovalov and Stevenson, if they were to hook it up, Adonis Stevenson and Sergey Kovalov, who would win and why?
It's tough to say. I don't know. I don't know. Paul Smith, he's sleeping and drinking, Paul Smith. That's all I can see right now.
You're sitting on the fence. He is the great Andre Ward, folks. Of course, he'll be in action Saturday night, Oracle Arena. Get there live. Get there. Get the seats available. Of course, you go to Ticketmaster.com or just come to the live arena, the Oakland Oracle Arena. That's Saturday night, June the 20th. Andre Ward headlining the card, brought to you by Jay-Z and Roc Nation Sports. Andre, all the best, and tell your PR team I said they're the greatest.
Thank you, Pedro.